U.S. officials in Iraq are identifying members of the Ba'ath Party who are to be excluded from government jobs. Between 700,000 and 2 million Iraqis were party members. Restoring the country's civil administration will be difficult without their help. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Baghdad.
When he arrived in Iraq, Paul Bremer, the chief U.S. administrator here, made the policy of de-Ba'athification his number one priority. But after a week on the job, he's finding it difficult to implement that policy.
We have a very difficult problem. We are trying very hard to work with the Iraqis to restore essential services in health, education, water, electricity. We are working as hard as we can with the people in those ministries who are available and who are technically competent. In some cases, we have found people who have offered to work with us, have turned out to be members of the Ba'ath Party, and those people have been put out of office when we found that out.
A recent example is Dr. Ali Shanan Al-Janabi. U.S. administrators chose Shanan to serve as the interim health minister, but it was soon revealed that Shanan was also a former Ba'athist, and a high-ranking one at that. Doctors who served in the ministry protested against Shanan's appointment, and during his inaugural news conference, the newly appointed minister was forced to defend his past. I was just like any other employee at the health ministry, Shanan said. I was only carrying out my duties. But the civil servants at the health ministry were having none of it. Less than a week later, Ali Shanan was ousted. His departure offers a window into the complexities faced by U.S. administrators here. In some ministries, like the health department, employees want former Ba'athists removed. But in others, like at the Foreign Office, the situation is the exact reverse. David Dunford, who until recently was the U.S. coordinator for foreign affairs here, appointed Safir Amin Muhammad Ahmed the interim head of the foreign ministry. But in interviews with more than a dozen employees at the ministry, all expressed a desire to see Naji Sabri, Saddam's foreign minister, return to his old job. 26-year-old Nubna, who didn't want her last name used, says Muhammad Ahmed, that's the U.S.-appointed interim leader, was a lowly finance manager at the ministry and knows nothing about foreign policy.
Our previous minister was a good man, but I think they will not give him opportunity in the new government. We all liked him. He was a real diplomat, yeah. Everybody liked him to come back. I think he's a good man and he wants to serve his country.
But Naji Sabri, like other key civil servants, was a Ba'athist. He had to be in order to get to the top. Men and women who joined the party and held one of the four top offices in their local branch will also be excluded from returning to their old jobs. It could affect as many as 30,000 highly qualified Iraqis. One of the groups leading the de-Ba'athification charge is the former exile movement, the Iraqi National Congress. At a recent news conference, the group's spokesman, Entifad Kanbar, said weeding out former party members is a top priority.
We must remind you, ladies and gentlemen, the Ba'ath Party is basically a party that is based on a Nazi-like ideology and must not continue in Iraq, in a new Iraq, which will be an Iraq of tolerance and acceptance and inclusiveness.
But inclusiveness cuts both ways, says Professor Sa'ad Jawad, a political scientist at Baghdad University. He's been reluctant to discuss his own ties to the former regime and worries that top academics, for example, will be affected by the new policy.
A lot of them were good people. A lot of them had nothing to do with killing or torturing or eliminating people. See what I mean? You cannot regard them as Ba'athists and disregard them. At universities now you have professors who are Ba'athist. Would you tell them, go to your home, we don't need you, when you need everybody to rebuild your country?
Dr. Hunain Al-Hado says his career suffered because of his refusal to join the Ba'athists. Now he's a member of the new local council in the northern city of Mosul. He doesn't want former Ba'athists to play any role in Iraq's new institutions.
I am a man of principles, so the people should be men of principles rather than giving their loyalty to the previous regime, which are responsible for the Iraqi suffering.
But finding men of principles with all the right credentials may also slow down the process of restoring the country's essential services. a delay that will further exacerbate the widespread resentment many Iraqis feel toward their new American rulers. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.